How did you actually manage starting the venetoclax in her?
So when venetoclax was first approved, we were a little bit more conservative. So we did the ramp up in the setting of hospitalization for her. I think now she would probably be deemed medium risk, and I would probably do it completely in the office. But we admitted her once a week for 5 weeks. We gave her allopurinol, IV fluids, monitoring labs, at our time point 0, 4, 8, and 12, and 24, and just slowly escalated the dose between 20 milligrams and 400 milligrams. I think if the office is not equipped to do it, it's always reasonable to do it in the hospital. Although I think more and more, once you've done it a couple of times, it's relatively easy to do it in the office setting as long as you have a stat lab available to you at an 8-hour time point.
I was going to ask you, when you talked about your real-world look at venetoclax, the package insert with that table about what to do with TLS based on the white count and the nodes and all is sort of up in your face. I think most people look at that. But one thing I wonder about is how, and I think you kind of alluded to it, is how closely people look at renal function. Because in the package insert, to me, it doesn't emphasize it enough that it's a critical issue. This lady's 55. I imagine she had normal renal function. But how much of an issue is renal function in your decision about what to do about preventing TLS?
It's becoming more and more of an issue because, if you look at the package insert, there's not a lot of guidance on how to stratify patients based on renal function. I think the creatinine clearance cutoff that they put in there is 80 mLs per hour is the cutoff that's in the label. So actually, our fellow, Dr. Roker, published a paper in CCR where she looked at patients based on their TLS risk per the label, low, medium, and high risk, and then added renal function stratified by, less than 80 versus greater than or equal to 80 to see whether or not renal function impacted the risk of developing clinical or laboratory TLS. And the short answer was that it did. It was an independent predictor in her model. And that's only using 80 as a cutoff. That's all we had in our data set. We would love to look at other cut points, but it was an independent predictor. The odds ratio was somewhere between 2 and 3. And she actually went on to do ROC analysis, looking at the area under the receiver operator characteristic curve. I think it was like 65% for the FDA labeled low, medium, high. And if you added in renal function, it went up to 79 or 80%. So thinking about renal function, I think, is critical when you're deciding whether a patient could be outpatient or whether or not they should be hospitalized. And I'm hoping we're going to do some more research on that topic.
Yeah, I think there are a fair number of people with, creatinine clearances in the 40 to 60 range, and I don't know what you do with them.
So we do our standard risk stratification, and then we decide very carefully, patient by patient basis, whether we hospitalize or not.
Whether you bump them up, sort of.
Yeah, or if they live 3 hours away, I put them in the hospital. If they live around the corner, I feel more comfortable maybe managing them outpatient. It really depends on the patient.